You're listening to the Greg Swame Show, baby.
And welcome, everybody. Terrific Sunday afternoon. Heading into the weekend. NFL football, of course, college football yesterday. And, well, early this morning, I guess. It was great because I'm one of those guys that, you know, I'm not an early riser, but I sleep really late. So watching those first football games at 11 and then watching the last football games like 1 till 1 o'clock in the morning is just fine with me. And there were like three games going on past midnight last night. So, not too bad. Congrats to our BYU friends out there. We got a lot of them as they get ready to join the Big 12. And, yeah, excited about BYU, excited about Cincinnati. Matter of fact, on our poll, at Greg, G Swame on Twitter, we have an exclusive new Big 12 poll. OU and Texas are not in the poll. It's the new 12 teams, the original orphaned eight and the new four teams. And, we, matter of fact, we even broke it down a little further today with the new AP Top 25 poll. Kind of interesting for those out there, by the way, in the West Coast who want to belittle the Big 12. You just go right ahead, look really foolish doing it. You're, UCLA team, one of your last two undefeated teams got beat by Fresno State. No, I know. Yeah, Fresno State's in the top 25. Okay. You're a power five. You got beat by non-power five. That's embarrassing. That is truly embarrassing. And look at USC. Oh, my gosh. That is a crap conference. I'm sorry. There's just no other way to say it. They don't care. Most of those schools are... It's a recreational activity. It's not a business like it is. You know, the SEC says we care more. Well, the Big 12 ought to say, well, at least we care more than the Pac-12. You know, we may not have all 100,000 seat stadiums and things like that, but if you break it down this week with the new top 25, the SEC, counting Oklahoma and Texas, okay, so give them 16 teams, eight of their 16 teams, 50% are in the top 25. That's pretty good. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from the SEC. They are what they are. Clearly the best conference, strongest conference in the country. The Big Ten has 6 of 14, 45%. So there you got 50 and 45%. We always say the SEC and the Big Ten make more money. They're stronger, and they are. And now whether that continues or not, we'll see. The new Big 12, 4 out of 12, 33.3%. So you got 50, 45, and 33%, right? Then you drop all of a sudden to 16% for the Pac-12. And by the way, UCLA has no business being ranked. None. They are number 24. They probably won't be ranked much longer. They're 2 out of 12, so 16%. The ACC has 2 out of 14 at 14%. So the Pac-12, the ACC, clearly behind the new SEC with OU Texas, clearly behind the Big Ten, clearly behind the new Big 12, it drops significantly, the Pac-12 and the ACC. So you want to talk smack on the East and West Coast, I'll talk with you all day long. And a guy right now who joins us, Keenan Lear, we haven't talked to him in a while. And Keenan, man, good talk to you, my friend. Your A&M guys are doing pretty good. They didn't do good last week, they did good yesterday.
Great to be back on with you. And yeah, I was actually at the A&M CU game, and I got to give it to the Buffs, man. They held them real close.
No, they really did. And the Pac-12 is not very good. Obviously, the SEC clearly the best conference. I don't know how much of that you heard when we were breaking down the top 25. If you include Oklahoma and Texas in the SEC, and if you include the new four schools coming in right now, the new four schools doing pretty good. Three of those four doing really, really well. Houston's got some work to do, but BYU, UCF, although it was a tough loss the other night, and of course they lost their quarterback for a while, and Cincinnati obviously in the top 10. So Big 12, probably a distant third to those other two, but they're definitely ahead of the ACC, and the Pac-12 is absolutely dog meat.
Yeah, the Pac-12 really seems to be struggling this year, man. I don't know what it is. They just can't get it together. Although, I tell you what, Oregon's looking real. Oregon is looking real.
Yeah, they do. And, of course, you know, they've got that Nike money, which doesn't hurt. And since Phil Knight really got involved as a donor, in the last 15, 20 years, Oregon's been pretty good. They had the, you know, they lost the coach. He's at UCLA now, and we'll see if he can do anything there, Coach Kelly. But I'm just not convinced most of the Big 12 or the Pac-12, especially in California, I'm not sure how much they really care about football, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a priority, but I think they, you know, I think the schools just have a substantially different culture, obviously, than like say Oklahoma or Oklahoma State. But boy, did you catch? Speaking of UCLA and Chip Kelly, did you catch the Fresno State quarterback's performance against them?
He couldn't miss. I mean, it was like he was playing against air for a while, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, but, I mean, I'll tell you what, man, that kid was getting broken by the UCLA D-line. And the grit on that kid every single series, one of the most incredible things. If anyone didn't see that, go and look up this kid's performance. I mean, that's what you want your teammate to look like every day, man. It was incredible.
The bigger problem, Keenan, is that very few people can watch the Pac-12 Network. It's not on Direct, I don't think. It's not on, certainly not on Hulu that I have. There were like three or four games going on past midnight Central Time last night, and UCLA was the game I couldn't watch. Now, I did get some highlights. And you're right, he was getting hit hard, but you know what? He was certainly completing his passes.
Oh yeah. It was really impressive to see. I didn't know that though, that the Pac-12 was getting blacked out over in, I'm Colorado, so we do get Pac-12 over here, but I didn't know y'all were getting blacked out over in Oklahoma.
Well, and it wasn't even that. I remember years ago, now Bill gets it. What do you have, cable? Okay, so he gets it on local cable, but we don't get it, and I had Direct for years and years and years, and I remember, gosh, we still lived over in the Enid area 5 or 6 years ago when Oklahoma State played at Arizona one night. And the only way we could watch it was at Buffalo Wild Wings, which was a sponsor, so it worked out good. We just had a watch party, and they showed it on the big screen. But at home, couldn't get it on Direct, can't get it now on Hulu. I mean, we get everything else, whether you want it or not. Heck, I even get the Longhorn Network, not that I'd ever watch it, but, you know, I think it's going away anyway as they join the SEC. There are no third-tier rights anymore, and except in the Big 12, so, which is one reason, you know, one reason I was glad to have you on because, you know, you've got SEC ties with you know, the Aggies, but you're also a Virginia Tech guy. You've got those contacts out east. What is wrong with the ACC? I mean, even, you know, Clemson almost got beat again the other day. That's insane.
You know, I just don't think that they've I don't think they've got the size and the size to stack up against a lot of the Big Ten or any of the SEC. I just don't think they recruited in the same way, and they prioritize speed, and I just don't think that's sticking. I don't think that's working too well for them. At least that's how I'm seeing it.
Well, we know in recruiting that a lot of defensive tackles, defensive ends are in the South. It just it is what it is. And the closer you are to the South, the better you have of going in and recruiting those guys. And I think that's one reason the Big 12 wanted to bring in UCF and potentially down the road, maybe even bring in Memphis to get that foothold in the Southeast Conference area a little bit, where all the good defensive, you know, players are that go to the NFL. You look at it, and it's, you know, it's like a who's who from the Southeast Conference. But it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. I know, you know, of course, and by the way, I didn't do a proper job of introducing you. Keenan Leary joins us from Sports Thread. Go to sportsthread.com. Get that Sports Thread app. Talk about recruiting. If you want to be recruited, that is the best advice I can give you, is go get your Sports Thread app, set up your profile, and the college coaches will come calling. If you put some good film on there, they will definitely get hold of you. And that's why you guys set that up, isn't it?
Yes, sir. You know, we set Sports Thread up so high school athletes could get a chance to talk to and communicate with college coaches for free. That was the principle that we were founded on, and you know, our mission every single day. And you know, while we're talking about it, actually, I did have something I wanted to offer up to everyone that's listening right now. We are actually looking for people's input who haven't been on our app yet, who haven't checked out SportsThread. And in exchange for a quick, you know, 20, 30-minute video call, we're actually going to be offering a $20 Amazon or Chick-fil-A gift card for people's time to hop on a video call with us, go through the app for your first time, and kind of give us your thoughts and opinions. And so if there's anyone out there listening that has a high school-aged or, you know, any athlete that's 13 or older, or knows anyone and wants to get a $20 Chick-fil-A or Amazon gift card, please email us at customerservice@sportsthread.com or reach out to us on any of our social medias to schedule a time slot and get your gift card.
Chick-fil-A gift card, man, I would do just about anything for a Chick-fil-A sandwich, so I get that. That's good stuff. Talk a little bit about how things change periodically, because somebody's asking me the other day at one of the football games I went to, go, hey, you're with SportsThread. I go, well, we have a partnership, of course, and they do such a great job. Very proud to be associated with y'all. But, you know, this time of year, it changes a little bit for kids. Like, if you're playing football right now, man, you're putting together film, or you better be, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You better be making sure that you're getting your film or trying to get your film from your coaches, getting it from your huddle, posting it to your SportsThread, you know, making sure you're getting that out to coaches, getting your highlight film made up. You know, we have a lot of tips on SportsThread about how to structure your highlight film. You know, there's actually like an art to how you need to structure your highlight film for coaches. I mean, it's pretty crazy, right? Like, you want to show them everything that they need to know right off the bat, right? You don't want to have to keep looking. You want to get their attention. They don't want to hear, like, the ridiculous music, things like that. But, you know, you need to be getting your film out there to coaches. You need to be keeping track of your stats. That's a big thing that kids aren't doing. And as the season is starting, you know, kids are, what, 2 or 3 games in right now, something like that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Most teams are, and some up north where the weather gets cooler, they start earlier, 4 weeks in, so... one thing that you guys, and I wanted to mention this, we hadn't had you or Sean or any of the guys on the last couple of weeks, but I really wanted to mention this because because I've been out there 34 years doing this, and my email's been the same basically the whole time, I get all kinds of crazy emails from startup companies, and you guys are getting this in serious form of flattery right now as people trying to imitate you, I've noticed.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of new people coming in, and you know, the one thing that I'll say about a lot of different places is just do your research before you get on. I'm not going to say SportsThread is the only product out there. Obviously, there's a lot of great companies.
The best, and the original, I always say.
I really appreciate that, and I'll definitely say that those two. Humbly bragging, but you know, there's no reason you can't use us and other ones. I mean, the more exposure you get, the better. But do your research, especially before you pay for something. That's a big thing I want to make an emphasis on.
Or how about this, Keenan? Don't pay, because you don't have to if you're on SportsThread and it's the biggest, the best, the original, and that's where all the college coaches are at. 2,000 plus college coaches out there, can't be wrong, right?
Very true. Very true, my man. It's, you know, we've been around for a while. We're not going anywhere. We're going to keep making it better for everyone. And, you know, that's why we're asking people to hop on and tell us what they think for their first time, because we're trying to do some really big, cool stuff for everyone right now. And, you know, we are looking for everyone's input. But, you know, I love your advice. Just make a SportsThread account rather than going out and paying for it.
Absolutely. And I was going to mention, I don't know if you knew this or not, but going to have a, you know, Mark Meyer out in the Chicago area, one of your guys, and we're going to have the Pontiac Holiday Tournament of top Chicago teams and teams in that region. Excited about that, but the Sports Thread Illinois Showcase, we haven't decided exactly what we're going to call it there in Pontiac, Illinois, but very excited about that next July 16th and 17th, Saturday, Sunday, and that'll be on our website pretty soon. You can access it through Sports Thread as well. But, you know, it's so good for us to be in conjunction with you guys and vice versa because, you know, we put on the tournaments and things like that. You do all the hard work. You got all that technology behind you. And I always tell people this, man, if you don't put technology to work for you, somebody else is, and they're going to beat you every time.
You could not be more correct, and I'm looking forward to seeing the showcase, and working with Mark is always always great, and everyone up there working with us in Illinois, it's going to be, I'll tell you what, we did 2 years ago before, obviously pre-pandemic. This year got messed up a little bit, but there's some real, real impressive athletes that you're going to see up there.
Oh, no doubt about it. Very excited about it to work with all the Sports Thread guys in their neck of the woods and do at least one or two tournaments in some of those major metropolitan regions and get more kids exposure, get more college coaches a look at the kids at our events, and that's what it's all about. I mean, you put college coaches together with great players playing against each other. That's the one thing about basketball, you know, is you can do that. You can put a small forward against a small forward. It's kind of hard to put a offensive lineman against an offensive lineman in any way, shape, or form in any showcases for football.
Yeah, I think basketball's got one of the best travel circuits and way to get your name out there and get film and share it with coaches. That's really definitely one of the coolest things about the circuit for me is all of the different combinations that you can see.
And remind folks, as I did not do at the beginning of the show, and I always forget to do, you can text us a question or comment to Keenan or myself or Gary Bedore. We get him on here in the second half hour. You got any questions, comments? Doesn't even have to be to any of us, just a general comment. Got a couple, and a couple of them to you. I'll get to those. Want to know, how do I get recruited? Well, that's kind of a general question. We've hit that before, but I would just say go to sportsthread.com and you can pretty much find out everything you need to know in the recruiting world.
Absolutely. You can go to sportsthread.com. You can visit us and you can download our app on the App Store or the Google Play Store. And you can follow our easy four-step process of getting your name out there to college coaches free on Sports Thread. We have a dedicated customer service team that's going to be there to help you. We actually set it up now, so just click Get Recruited right when you join into the app as an athlete, and it'll show you your way through. You know, we're always there to help you every step of the way. And, you know, the biggest piece of advice I can say if you want to get recruited is you got to be absolutely persistent and dogged about your work, man. You got to be on your game. Keep getting your name out there in every way possible.
Keenan Leary joins us from Sports Thread at sportsthread.com, the Sports Thread app. Like you mentioned, you can get it on the Apple Store. You can get it on any of those Google apps, any of those places where you get your apps. Good stuff. And, of course, we've got the podcast with them as well. You can listen to them at gregswaim.com/radio. You can listen to them there at sportsthread.com as well. In the few minutes that we have you left on, want to know a little bit about what new is coming up, because there's always new things you guys are working on, and I kind of like to, you know, let people know early here so they can be looking for it.
Absolutely. So we are actually going to be starting a pretty interesting campaign here starting in October for athletes to help themselves stay motivated, stay dedicated by kind of linking everyone up through our community and helping athletes, you know, just stay on their grind by having accountability with each other. We've got a big campaign that's going to be starting within the app to help athletes all around the country talk to each other, kind of help each other out through their recruiting, their experiences, stay motivated, stay dedicated, as well as a big campaign that's going to be going on within the app to get your team on, get them communicating with each other in exchange for a lot of great giveaways. Going to have a lot of great giveaways starting here in the month of October. Sports Threads is not only a place for athletes to get their name out there, get information, but, you know, we have a lot of cool social features like Picture of the Week, Video of the Week, competitions for your posting, and we're going to start with a lot of great giveaways starting here in the October month for people to, you know, win prizes with by posting their pictures or videos and getting their name out there on social media.
And I know one thing, too, you know, because you guys are so big now, I think your Twitter following is like, gosh, almost 200,000 or something crazy like that. If not, it soon will be. So, I mean, you're getting close to the 250,000 mark. When you have that many people watching you every day, you naturally have folks hitting you up that are, you know, potential sponsors. And I know you guys are real careful about, you know, who you're going to, you know, let sponsor and those types of things that, you know, really do help. They're not ripoffs. They're helping somebody out. You know, it's like, I know you had the ankle brace deals a while back that were something I needed and got hold of your brother Sean about that. So working on that. But, you know, and the ultra red heat and all that stuff that you got going now. I know we've got a link to it on our Twitter page as well to help, you know, athletes after a game. You're bruised up, you're battered, you're sore. Hey, you know what better way to kill the pain than to put those on and relax your muscles?
Absolutely, man. You know, it's a terrific product, and you know, anything you see on Sports Thread, we obviously take incredibly seriously about you know, our environment and our community. So we only partner with great companies like Ultra Red Heat, like you just mentioned. And so we, you know, anytime you see anything on our app, we really make sure that it's something that would be beneficial to an athlete, to a coach, to a team, to a fan. Maybe it's just, a good cushion. So you're sitting there cheering your team on and it keeps you comfortable for a couple games straight. But, you know, anything that you see on Sports Thread is a great product. You know, it's always going to be something that's designed to help you or your athlete.
Well, and right there at the top of our page and our profile, we have Sports Thread linked. And so you can go to the website, you can go to their Twitter page, and their Twitter page is just loaded with great stuff and great highlight clips, too, from last night. Man, I was like, everything I missed, I got to end up seeing. So it's all good over at Sports Thread. Always great having those folks on, and I urge you to bookmark it for sure. But, Keenan, always great talk to you, my friend. Say hello to your brother, your dad, and all the guys working over there in Denver.
Will do, Greg. Thank you very much for having me on. And, you know, one more time again, everyone, if you are looking for a $20 Amazon Chick-fil-A gift card, please reach out to Sports Thread via our customer service email at customerservice@sportsthread.com. Or you can reach out to us on Twitter at Sports Thread, Instagram at sports_thread. Again, thank you very much for having me on, Greg, and I'll talk to you soon, man.
All right, buddy. We'll be watching your Aggies for you, okay?
All right.
All right, Keenan Leary, good talking to him. We'll take a break here from some of our other great sponsors. We'll be back with Gary Bedore from the Lawrence Journal-World after this.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with a check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, joint friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
Hey, sports fans, is your team playing in one of our many Oklahoma City, Edmond, or Bethany tournaments? Forget about being voluntold to organize hotel arrangements and call me, Stephanie. I have four great hotels that are sure to meet your team's needs. Come stay with us at the Holiday Inn Oklahoma City North Quail Springs, Holiday Inn Oklahoma City Airport, Staybridge Suites Oklahoma City Airport, and Holiday Inn Express and Suites Bethany. Call me, Stephanie, for the Greg Swain rate at 405-429-4400.
If the COVID-19 pandemic has shown us anything, it's that access to high-speed internet is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity. And without it, Oklahomans are being left behind when it comes to attending school, finding a job, seeing the doctor, and avoiding isolation. A new temporary FCC program called the Emergency Broadband Benefit could help Oklahomans who do not have access to affordable high-speed internet. AARP Oklahoma is encouraging Oklahomans without access to high-speed internet or struggling to afford it to look into this new program. Households may be eligible for a discount on their high-speed internet service up to $50 per month, or for households $75 per month on tribal land, which accounts for a majority of our state. And there's a one-time discount up to $100 for a laptop, desktop computer, or tablet purchased through a participating provider. This is a short-term federal program available first come, first serve. AARP has fought hard for this so that Oklahomans can access the affordable high-speed internet they need. For information, to see if you qualify, go to aarp.org/OKE. EBB, or text internet to 22777. This weather forecast is brought to you by the Smoky Pokey and the Cowboy Travel Plaza. And your National Weather Service forecast: tonight clear, south wind 65. Monday sunny, 95. Monday night clear, 68. Tuesday sunny, 92. A 40% chance of storms Tuesday night, 68. A 30% chance Wednesday, and 88.
Hey guys, this is KC with the Smoky Pokey inside the Cowboy Travel Plaza. Are you looking for a place to grab a quick lunch? We got it. We just added a big half-pound Fat Daddy Cattleman's Burger to the menu, so come see us. Don't forget, the Smoky Pokey's open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. So saddle up the horses and head out west to Highway 51 and I-35, where the beer is cold and the boots are free on Friday. Go Pokes!
Welcome back. Terrific Sunday weekend wrap up. And the guy I told you to be joining us is here right now, Gary Bedore, Orange Journal World. And Gary, how you doing, my friend? We got him?
Yeah, he's gone.
Oh, we lost him. Maybe he'll call right back. But yeah, Gary Bedore going to join us. And for UKU fans out there, thought I'd throw you a bone. Gary is the guy when it comes to recruiting for the Jayhawk basketball team, and has been for a very long time, originally from Chicago. And Gary joins us right now. Lost for a second, but got him back. Gary, how you doing, my friend?
Great. How are you, Greg?
I'm doing great, man. How are things in Lawrence today?
Good. It's a nice hot day and normal weather for this time of year. Everything's fine.
Everybody ready for basketball season right around the corner?
Yeah, because late night in the fog, their version of Midnight Madness is on October 1st. So by then, you know, football already starts to show signs of great weakness. So they're all ready.
That's a nice way of putting it.
So that's what's going on. I think they look forward to it. And like you've covered all your life, they love recruiting. So they follow that too, as they gear up, you know, for the excitement of the basketball season.
Yeah, I was just telling our producer engineer, I said, this is the guy that Bill Self loves, because this guy gets those recruits in there and covers them, and by the time they get into Lawrence, I mean, every Jayhawk fan knows who they are. It's they've been doing recruiting to a science probably the last 60 to 70 years in Lawrence, Kansas. And it usually pays off with top-rated recruiting classes that, Bill's been getting. I know with the Adidas stuff, it's probably a little more difficult, but he's still getting great players.
Yeah, the Adidas stuff, I think it, well, Bill has admitted it's been difficult. People use it against them, and they have to answer the questions about the unknown, about what the final verdict will be by the NCAA. But it hasn't hurt them too much. I mean, yeah, they haven't gotten the top five guys or the top eight guys, but they've managed to hit the transfer portal well. They this year have what's for the recruiting class of this upcoming season. They've already got three guys, and it, until Kentucky's big haul of last week, it was ranked number one or two of the early signings. So, you know, Bill, he has a way of selling Kansas, and his staff and him and he himself are such good guys that they can overcome so much. You know, you wonder what Bill can't overcome with his personality.
Well, you know, we've said this since Bill was in college. He can sell icicles to Eskimos. And, you know, the guy can flat out recruit, no doubt about it. Yeah, I mean, you and I have been around long enough in the recruiting world to know nobody's as pure as the driven snow. It's just, you know, kind of doing it, you know, so that you stay out of the way of the NCAA. But to be honest with you, and I've been saying this for weeks now, I don't think the NCAA has any teeth left. How about you?
You know, I don't think they do in terms of, you know, of respect or anything from the public or the press or whoever. They're losing it and don't have a lot of teeth with the conferences all talking expansion or doing expansion. But the NCAA still does have the power at this time to say, Kansas, you can't play in the NCAA tournament this year or next year, you know, if it's a 1 or 2 year penalty. So until the NCAA gets stripped, there still is an enforcement division. And, you know, even though they may continually be losing their reputation and people mocking the NCAA and saying it doesn't have a lot of power, whatever they say Kansas's penalty is, that's the penalty. And the way it works now is KU cannot appeal because this goes to the new independent accountability committee.
Right.
And when it, I forget the exact name of it for some reason, but when it goes before that committee, the trade-off is you can't appeal.
Oh, wow.
Now, what Bill can do is sue, like Tark did, you know, but how long will that lawsuit take?
You're talking like an injunction kind of thing.
Yeah, or let's say Bill gets a 7-month penalty himself where he can't coach or whatever they decide. He can sue the NCAA personally. So, and take it farther, because Kansas doesn't think that the facts of the case will prove anything, you know.
Well, I'd agree. I mean, same thing here in Stillwater with Oklahoma State. I mean, you know, the guy who did all that was rogue, did it on his own. It affected no one. Oklahoma State didn't seemingly benefit out of anything because it wasn't really about any Oklahoma State recruits. You know, it was kind of a weird deal. And, you know, of course, they were basically banned from postseason last year. And I think the NCAA basically just kind of laid down on that because you hate for the top player in college basketball not to get to play in the NCAA tournament. Kind of the reason Oklahoma got in ahead of Oklahoma State a couple years ago because of Trey.
Yep. I mean, that would have been something to not have Cade in the tournament.
Yeah, no doubt. But I wanted to ask you one thing, because speaking of Oklahoma State, of course, they got he's an Oklahoma kid, in Rod Thompson's son, Bryce, and Bryce was a 5-star McDonald's All-American, broke his finger, ironically, in the Oklahoma State game in Stillwater, just was never to regain much playing time, and it just, you know, sometimes things just don't work out.
Yeah, and he hurt his back also. In fact, I believe that was the first minor surgery he had, I think was the back.
But, right.
Bill started him the last games of the year because I think he was looking to the future and trying to show Bryce he was still in the plans. But I think you just said it. Sometimes it doesn't work out. You can't get closer to Bill Self than Bryce's dad. You know that they love each other, and
right,
and it just didn't work out. When Bill was recruiting Bryce, as I recall, early on in the recruitment, the Thompsons weren't sure that KU thought Bryce was as good as some other coaches did. Bill convinced them that he did love Bryce as a player, and was going to have big things in store for him. But the way that year worked out for the poor kid, getting hurt almost the whole year, you know, nagging stuff too, and his performance, you know, Bill, if you miss a defensive assignment or do something wrong on the court and the other team is within 5 points, Bill will pull you out of there. And Bryce certainly didn't get, I'm sure, the ton of minutes that he wanted. I know he was in double figure minutes, but you know, it's tough to be coached sometimes. You want to play through your mistakes, and Bill's job is to win games. So, it wasn't a great first year. Could he have thrived at KU? I don't know. Maybe, but, I'm sure Bryce is real happy now, and hopefully it'll work out for him, because we couldn't interview guys because of COVID last year, one-on-one or anything, but from all indications, everybody loved him, and when the media did talk to him, we liked him a lot.
Yeah, Bill gets paid a few bucks to win games at KU. I know when I was there at his camp with my son, what was that, about 3 or 4 years ago? You were there too, and went into Salty Iguana on the last night. He invited all the coaches that worked it and some media friends, and I go in there, and Bill decided to introduce me to about 50 friends at once. He goes, I don't know how many of y'all know Greg Swaim. He takes $75 from kids to get scholarships for them. And I said something like, yeah, I hope y'all know my friend Bill gets paid, you know, like seven figures to win national championships at Kansas. He's only done it once. And Bill said, touche. So anyway. It's funny what you can say to guys that might be super uber famous now, but they weren't when they were 18 years old. You knew them back then. So, but hey, hey, do you mind if we take a real quick break? I missed a break earlier, Gary.
No, and, I'm good.
Okay, well, yeah, take a water break or something for about 5 minutes and come on back, and we want to talk some more KU sports with you. Okay.
All right.
All right. Good. We'll be back after these messages. You're listening to Greg Swaim, Sean KSPI FM.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with a check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Hey, sports fans, is your team playing in one of our many Oklahoma City, Edmond, or Bethany tournaments? Forget about being voluntold to organize hotel arrangements and call me, Stephanie. I have 4 great hotels that are sure to meet your team's needs. Come stay with us at the Holiday Inn Oklahoma City North Quail Springs, Holiday Inn Oklahoma City Airport, Staybridge Suites Oklahoma City Airport, and Holiday Inn Express and Suites Bethany. Call me, Stephanie, for the Greg Swaim rate at 405-429-4400.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, joint friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
If the COVID-19 pandemic has shown us anything, it's that access to high-speed internet is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity. And without it, Oklahomans are being left behind when it comes to attending school, finding a job, seeing the doctor, and avoiding isolation. A new temporary FCC program called the Emergency Broadband Benefit could help Oklahomans who do not have access to affordable high-speed internet. AARP Oklahoma is encouraging Oklahomans without access to high-speed internet or struggling to afford it to look into this new program. Households may be eligible for a discount on their high-speed internet service up to $50 per month, or for households $75 per month on tribal land, which accounts for a majority of our state. And there's a one-time discount up to $100 for a laptop, desktop computer, or tablet purchased through a participating provider. This is a short-term federal program available first come, first serve. AARP has fought hard for this so that Oklahomans can access the affordable high-speed internet they need. For information, to see if you qualify, go to aarp.org/OKE. EBB, or text internet to 22777.
Try Mexico Joe's Santa Fe Chicken Bowl, which has Sonoran-style rice with fajita chicken, sauteed green peppers and onions, frescante salsa, and white queso. And now, a chicken shroom bowl. Our Sonoran-style rice with fajita chicken, sliced mushrooms, jalapeno bacon, white queso, and freshly grated cheeses. And remember, Mexico Joe's happy hour is every weekday, 4:30 to 6:30, featuring $3 domestic pints and $5 margarita pints. Meet me at Mexico Joe's.
And welcome back. Gary Bedore from the Lawrence Journal World joins us. And let's talk a little.
Oh, wait.
What's that?
We better update it, Greg. I'm Casey Sarna.
You know what? Gosh darn it. I almost asked you that because I was thinking, wait a second. You moved a while back, didn't you? You know, the pandemic really threw me for a loop.
Actually, time flies. It's been, this is my fifth year now with Casey Star. But
I think every time I've ever had you on, you were LJW, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So Kansas City Star is beat, of course, is the KU basketball program, which, you know, if you took all the programs in the Midwest, Kansas basketball and OU football are probably the two biggest draws in the entire Midwest. And, of course, Kansas basketball has been going on even really longer. It's pretty amazing. I always remind people of this. You know, there's only one there haven't been very many coaches at Kansas in the 100-plus years of basketball, but the one guy who had a losing record, the guy who invented basketball, I mean, what a stat that is.
Yeah, they've had a pretty amazing run of coaches with Bill Self, Roy Williams, Larry Brown, and Ted Owens. And the four of them have held down the fort for, 50 years or so?
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, Bill's been there so long now. It just seems like yesterday when he came over from Illinois and, you know, of course, I've known the guy forever. So he's been, and by half that time, he's been the coach at Kansas, which, you know, the four blue bloods out there, they're the ones, you know, out this way. And so, you know, we know about them. They won, what, was it 13 or 14 straight before that streak got snapped?
That was 14. Yeah, 14.
Doesn't that show you, though, how strong this conference is when, you know, when you get it broken or whatever? It's Texas Tech. They go to the Final Four. And then we went to the Elite Eight and then the Final Four, I think, under Chris Beard. And then the next year, you got another team for the Big 12 win the whole shebang, you know, and now you're going to be adding some pretty good teams as well. Cincinnati traditionally has been very good in basketball. BYU is really, you know, pretty good, and UCF not so much. Although they did have a big 7-5 Tack, what was Tack's last name, a couple years ago, but and Houston just coming off a Final Four, so. just when you thought this basketball conference was pretty strong, it's even stronger.
Yeah, and joining the Big 12 should help them in recruiting, too. So Houston, as you said, that's the fourth biggest city in the country. And coming off the Final Four, great coach in Kelvin. You know, that's an incredible addition. And Cincinnati, like you said, their football team's in the top 10 this year, I think. And basketball, they've been pretty good throughout the years, dating back to Huggy. Well, and BYU, like you said, they're not doing poorly right now, and they're going to get better. And then Central Florida is the big question mark. That school has a lot going for it. And we'll see if joining the Big 12 boosts that program.
Well, and, of course, they got those prep schools down there that are pretty good, like IMG and some of those in Florida that I would imagine will help with recruiting a little bit. And there are some JUCOs there in the Utah and Idaho area as well that have turned out some players. Matter of fact, if Boise State comes in, which I keep hearing they're the next, them and Memphis are the next on the line, boy, Memphis is going to have a pretty good program, too, obviously, with Penny Hardaway coaching.
Yeah, and Larry Brown's his assistant now at the age of 81.
That's incredible. But, that guy will never stop coaching. I mean, never.
I know. It's really amazing when you think about it. 81 years old, and unfortunately, he got COVID this summer when they opened up recruiting. A lot of coaches got it. Maybe at the Peach Jam, they're thinking. Nothing that the Peach Jam did wrong, just, you know, the way the virus was starting to people were catching it.
Well, Bill probably got his there too, didn't he? Didn't he kind of think maybe he did? Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. He thought he did, and, he's not sure, but, I don't know if his was the Delta variant or what, but, he had a few symptoms too. And I don't know about Coach Brown. I think they all had minor symptoms, but nagging at least. And Larry must be fine because he's back on the job and all that.
Well, we had Bill. I was going to tell you, Gary, we had Bill on a year ago last April, right after COVID had kind of started up and everybody was quarantined. And so I saved him from cleaning out the garage that day, getting him on the show. And we talked a little bit about it. He said Norm had some friends from back in New York City in their 40s that both played D1 ball and died, you know, from it. And so, you know, that was when it kind of got our attention a little bit. This thing's pretty serious. But now, take COVID totally out of the thing here.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a crazier year in a short amount of time where we get not only, you know, you can the transfer portal is totally different. Now you can – you know, go in and you can say, I want to go here, and you just go and you play right away. You don't sit out a year. You can go in your own conference now. I mean, you know, Oklahoma State's got a 5-star that was at Kansas last year. And then you throw in all the other weird things that are going on, like the NIL and conference realignment. I mean, it's just, you got plenty to write about, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was. I even did a timeline this year when it all was over about all the things that happened from the last day of the season till the start of the school year. And Kansas got 10 new players.
Yeah.
5 off the portal. They lost 5 players to transfer. The roster was just like a pro team in terms of movement. So many things happened. KU lost an assistant coach. Jaren Howard went to Texas, and Bill hired Jeremy Case.
Jeremy grew up in our events. Of course, his dad, Wynn, played at Oklahoma State and under Bill, so when Bill was an assistant. So,
yeah, and I think it's a great move. You know, at some point, why go outside the program and hire a guy Jeremy's age, 35, when you can give Jeremy a chance? I mean, he deserves a chance, and it's a life-altering thing for Jeremy because now he's a full-time assistant coach. He makes all that money that assistants makes, and it looks like he's doing a good job already recruiting. So
yeah, well, tell Jeremy I said hello. He grew up in our events back in the day. Just a great kid. I was so excited when he went to play for Bill, and then now getting a full time job is just great for that young man. But I mean, how much is all this change? I mean, this is too much change at once for my feeble brain to keep up with.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's got to settle down a little bit, but if the portal stays the same way, this is going to go on for a while because we still have the players wanting to be one and done. So you got to fight guys leaving for the pros. You've got those overtime elite is taking kids right out of high school.
Yeah, that was the one thing I was getting ready to mention. I mean, that's getting ready to change the whole landscape as well. Kind of new this year, so you didn't lose that many, but I got a feeling you're going to lose more and more as time goes on.
I think so, because it's backed by some real heavy hitters, and they did get a sizable amount of players, but not a ton, like you said. And then you still got the G League option. But aside from that, you've got this transfer thing to where coaches and players both. Let's say a coach recruits over a player. You know, he probably isn't brokenhearted the player's leaving. And the player, what if some kid at a smaller school like breaks out, you know, from Oral Roberts or somewhere, and you grab him, you know.
Well, that actually happened to Oral Roberts this year. So, yeah, be careful if you're a mid-major going to the Sweet 16. You're going to lose some guys.
Yeah, and I haven't studied the roster. Did anybody from Loyola go to OU?
I don't think so. Matter of fact, I know they still are recruiting for the matter of fact, I was getting ready to do my Big 12 picks, you know, Big 12 Media Day not too far around the corner, and I'm almost ready to put OU dead last. I mean, I think they're going to be really depleted from what they were last year, and they don't have any superstars coming in.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's the team that could slip. Really, from what I saw, everybody's kind of expecting six teams to get bids maybe this year again, and the four that might – the ones on the downside, five or six, Iowa State, K-State. I don't think TCU will be world beaters. And then nobody knows about OU and Texas Tech, you know.
Yeah, Texas Tech definitely drop. Yeah.
So those five might not make it. I would, out of all those teams, what do you think, Iowa State or Oklahoma?
You know, Iowa State, I don't know, because they lost some guys, too. I tell you who might surprise some people, and they, you know, going to probably be picked around the middle of the pack, is Oklahoma State. I mean, they brought in four guys, two four-stars and two five-stars. A Cisse kid out of Memphis is coming in. I mean, they may have four starters that weren't even here last year. So there's going to be some guys who started last year who won't this year. And I know talking to some of their coaches, they say we go 10 deep. I mean, we can run and run and run. So might be a fun team to watch this year.
Yeah, and I think Coach Boynton is the real deal. I think I know he hasn't been there that long, but I think you can kind of tell. And just with the roster movement you just said, it sounds like it was good roster movement, bringing in the kid from Memphis and you know, their program is tradition-rich anyway. It's struggled some, but I think he's the real deal. Everybody's impressed by him. I'm sure you are.
Yeah, I mean, like he has pushed all the right buttons, both on and off the court since he's been here, involved in the community. I mean, we had the 10 run a couple weeks ago. We got the whole team out there, and everybody ran it, and he ran it himself. So, I mean, he says and does all the right things. Now they just got to probably figure out how to keep him, because I'm sure his salary is down the bottom of the Big 12 salary list.
Yeah.
But they probably will. So it's going to be interesting to see. Gary, is always great having you on. What can we expect this week from you in the Kansas City Star?
I'm sure Bill would like it to be Adam Bona committing to KU. He visited this weekend, yep. But Kentucky has its claws out, and they decided to go greet him in at Prolific Prep today as he came back after his visit. So
oh, wow.
I'll probably explain that in a story, but I doubt he will commit till he visits Kentucky. I heard he had a real good visit here, but Bill wants a big man in Bona. Being that late night is still a little bit away, we're not heavy into feature stories or anything.
Yeah, so I may be up for late night. I may be up for late night if it works here in a couple Fridays. But I did see this year that I won't have to worry about hearing any bad language or girls on stripper poles or anything like that, as you're not getting Snoop Dogg back. You're bringing in Run DMCs from my era, so that'll all be good. Back when hip-hop was fairly clean.
So they're safe with that. And that started the wild, eventful year last year because 2 years ago now. Last year it was a virtual event.
Right.
We were all screwed up because of COVID. So it's already been 2 years since the Snoop Dogg thing happened, and it was wild.
I watched it on ESPN Plus last year, but I do remember seeing the Snoop Dogg thing, and I did read, might have been something you wrote about Run DMC, so looking forward to that, and I'll tell Bill to leave me a couple tickets.
Yep.
Gary, always great, talking to you, my friend. Hope to see you this season, maybe at Big 12 Media Days, too.
Yep. Well, thanks for calling and having me on, and we'll talk to you.
All right, buddy. Good talk to you. Have a great week. Gary Bedore, and of course, he's with the used to be with the Lawrence Journal World. Now he's with Kansas City Star. We'll take a final break. Hear from our great sponsors. We'll be back after this.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the SportsThread app today. SportsThread, it's always free.
If the COVID-19 pandemic has shown us anything, it's that access to high-speed internet is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity. And without it, Oklahomans are being left behind when it comes to attending school, finding a job, seeing the doctor, and avoiding isolation. A new temporary FCC program called the Emergency Broadband Benefit could help Oklahomans who do not have access to affordable high-speed internet. AARP Oklahoma is encouraging Oklahomans without access to high-speed internet or struggling to afford it to look into this new program. Households may be eligible for a discount on their high-speed internet service up to $50 per month, or for households $75 per month on tribal land, which accounts for a majority of our state. And there's a one-time discount up to $100 for a laptop, desktop computer, or tablet purchased through a participating provider. This is a short-term federal program available first come, first serve. AARP has fought hard for this so that Oklahomans can access the affordable high-speed internet they need. For information, to see if you qualify, go to aarp.org/OKE. EBB or text internet to 22777.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
Hey sports fans, is your team playing in one of our many Oklahoma City, Edmond, or Bethany tournaments? Forget about being voluntold to organize hotel arrangements and call me, Stephanie. I have 4 great hotels that are sure to meet your team's needs. Come stay with us at the Holiday Inn Oklahoma City North Quail Springs, Holiday Inn Oklahoma City Airport, Staybridge Suites Oklahoma City Airport, and Holiday Inn Express and Suites Bethany. Call me, Stephanie, for the Greg Swain rate at 405-429-4400.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
Whether you're working for the first time or going out on your own, we get it. Finances aren't fun. Adulting is hard. But making your own way feels like freedom. TFCU makes the money part easier. Sign up for TFCU Checking with our friendly people, easy-to-use mobile app, and no monthly service fee. Get started with the one you trust and get ready for what's next with Tinker Federal Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, I'd want to thank Keenan Leary from Sports Thread, of course, from the Kansas City Star, Gary Bedore, and last but not least, certainly Bill Van Ness, helping me along as he does each and every week, making me sound better than I really am. That's going to do it. Have a great week, everyone.